AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A big day for the U.S. and Britain as King Charles addressed a joint session of Congress. Jennifer King has our report.
I am not here as part of some cunning rearguard action.
In an address to the U.S. Congress, King Charles III expressed gratitude to the American people, marked the 250th anniversary of U.S. independence from Britain, and highlighted the bonds between the two countries.
Our destinies as nations have been interlinked.
It's only the second such speech in history by a British monarch.
We meet in times of great uncertainty.
Charles acknowledged the attempted assassination that disrupted Saturday's White House correspondents' dinner.
Such acts of violence will never succeed.
The king also drew a parallel between the united response to the September 11th attacks and Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Today, Mr. Speaker, that same unyielding resolve is needed for the defense of Ukraine and her most courageous people.
After a state dinner, the king and queen will continue their U.S. trip with stops in New York City and Virginia. Jennifer King, Washington.
Former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted again, this time over a social media photo of seashells on a beach that officials say spelled out a threat against President Trump. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche.
Threatening the life of the President of the United States will never be tolerated by the Department of Justice. Over the past year, this department has charged dozens of cases involving threats against all sorts of individuals. We take these seriously, every single one of them.
Federal agents served search warrants in Minnesota in an ongoing fraud investigation of publicly funded social programs for children. Armed agents were seen at child care centers in the Minneapolis area. And the United Arab Emirates says it's leaving OPEC, stripping it of its third largest producer. This is AP News. Seth Soutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks pulled back from their records on Wall Street thanks to drops in several AI-related stocks and another rise in crude oil prices. The S&P 500 fell 0.5% from its latest all-time high. The Dow slipped 25 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.9%. NVIDIA fell 1.6% and Broadcom lost 4.4%. The chip companies were part of a broader pullback in stocks related to the booming AI business. Oil prices rose by more than 2.5%. It's still uncertain when the Strait of Hormuz might reopen and allow oil tankers to leave the Persian Gulf again. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Soutel, New York.
Another jump in gasoline prices. AAA puts the nationwide average just below $4.18 per gallon. There's more news at epnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.